Good morning. Thanks for joining us. You know, most of us take acetaminophen. That's the big ingredient in Tylenol. And it's used by 50 million Americans every week to treat a variety of symptoms from headaches, back pain, fever, cold, flu symptoms. Today, the Acetaminophen Awareness Coalition highlights research showing that progress is being made to help Americans safely use acetaminophen. And we've heard about overdoses, you know, liver damage, all this kind of stuff, and not really understanding what we're doing. Brett Snodgrass joins us this morning. She's a family nurse practitioner and certified pain educator practicing at LifeLink Pain in Memphis, Tennessee. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I think we don't realize that acetaminophen is in so many different things.
You're right. How about 600 different over-the-counter and prescription medications?
Goodness. So, of course, we're going to be taking too much because we're not paying attention.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm. You can truly see where we as consumers could easily get into trouble. You know, the other part of that is when you go see your healthcare provider, I find it interesting when you ask a patient, what medications are you taking? They only think of what is prescribed, mm-hmm. where a prescription was written. They don't think about the things that they're taking every day or even, you know, what for whatever they're there for.
Right.
So it's really important that we as healthcare providers know exactly what our patients are taking, but as consumers know how many products have acetaminophen in it.
That's unbelievable. Over 600. Wow.
And you said it for me. Pain relievers, fever reducers,
yes.
sleep aids, cough and cold. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
really easy to get more acetaminophen in all reality when taking multiple products that can contain it.
So that means more and more we're at risk of an overdose, not even thinking, you know, just being conscious about what we're doing. So talk about, you know, taking too much and what that feels like or looks like to a person who's taken too much acetaminophen.
Number one, when I mention the word overdose to a patient, they look at me with fright in their eyes and say, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they think is taking this purposeful large amount. That's not what we're talking about, really, when we're talking about any type of pain medication. We're talking about unintentional exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So what is max dose? It's 4,000 milligrams in a 24-hour period. And that's important to keep in mind because above that can lead to liver damage. It can lead to liver failure. Ultimately, it can lead to death. What we've seen and what we're really excited about with Know Your Dose, mm-hmm. and that we have a website, knowyourdose.org, is that we've seen since 2009, that was kind of the peak where the FDA really started taking a look at acetaminophen unintentional exposure. And what we've seen every year since then, which we're really excited about, is a decline mm-hmm. in that unintentional overdose of patients with acetaminophen.
So what does overdose look like?
Well, what does it look like? It affects the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So you can begin by having some abdominal pain of some sort. You could have yellowing of the skin or eyes. We don't wait for that. But that's what we talk about really with patients, nausea and vomiting, mm-hmm. things along that mm-hmm. line. That might be your first indication, but it can quickly escalate to problems. So again, we push home that 4,000 milligrams, no more than 4,000 milligrams per day, and to really know what products you're taking with that. Just to give you an idea, and I think it's really important because a lot of people don't know, we hear these branded names.
Mm-hmm.
Think Tylenol. Well, that's acetaminophen. Some other over-the-counters, Dayquil, Excedrin, mm-hmm. Robitussin.
Mm-hmm.
We probably all have them in our medicine cabinet. And then prescribed medication, Percocet, Vicodin,
right.
Lortab, all of those also contain acetaminophen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes we don't know it because it doesn't say acetaminophen or Tylenol, but it's sneaky and it's there.
Well, if you read your pamphlet when you get those Percocets and all of those things, it says, you know, main ingredient, because I've had it recently, main ingredient, acetaminophen. And I was like, okay, good. Good to know, you know.
Good to know.
Good
yeah.
to know. We got to start reading our labels because it's not going to say anything else. It's going to say acetaminophen, right?
You know, it should say acetaminophen. And what we do see when we're reading the labels, it will say that. But
mm-hmm.
but on the box or whatever, it might be that branded
Doesn't
name. It might
that.
Be Tylenol. It might be something
right.
else. So it's so important that if you have questions, what do? Ask a healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the pharmacist. They're there to help you. So definitely, if you don't know, if you're questioning it, ask. We're also excited about knowyourdose.org because you can go to the website. It will list the medications that do contain acetaminophen. It's right there at your fingertips.
And you say 4,000 milligrams. Is that 8 pills, right?
It depends.
Oh, that depends on the dosage, right?
It simply depends on what you know. What are you taking? Sure, if you're talking that 500 milligram extra strength Tylenol or acetaminophen, then it's no more than 8 pills in a 24-hour period.
Right.
Keep in mind when we're talking about that product, it's no more than 1,000 milligrams per dose.
Mm.
But again, there's 325, there's milligrams.
Different dosages.
Milligrams.
Yeah.
There's multiple doses. So you just have to read the labels. And if you can remember anything, keep in mind no more than 4,000 milligrams in 24 hours.
Yes. Yeah. So knowyourdose.org is the website?
Yes.
knowyourdose.org. Very important. And of course, for our children, because a lot of, you know, baby stuff, children medicines have acetaminophen in it as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, with children, we recommend, especially young, very young, we recommend only talking to, you know, before you give anything, always talk to a healthcare provider before giving a young child, an infant, any type of medication and let them help direct that.
Brett, I want to ask you one more question, and it's about, you know, people with long-term pain, long-term illness that take acetaminophen every day. Will that affect, maybe, maybe not, I'm sure you're going to say, their liver over the long run?
Exactly. Maybe, maybe not. Here's what we tell you. Number one, if we do have patients that have chronic pain, they're being seen by and usually followed by a healthcare provider pretty closely. So it's important that lab values are being drawn. They're being monitored. They're usually under a watchful eye of a healthcare provider. And it's just important to keep in mind. And again, even those patients, so important to know what over-the-counters they're taking because they oftentimes get lulled to sleep. They've been taking it. They take it every day. They forget. And so it's just so important that we as healthcare providers talk about what they're taking and they remind us what they're taking in their over-the-counter products as well.
All right. Great information. Go to knowyourdose.org for more information. Brett Snodgrass joins us this morning to share this great information. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.